to be a pastor here, and today to just try to follow that up. How do you do that? Well, I don't know, but short and sweet, I think, is the trick. So the kids today, they gave us this great message, and I really love this scene over here when the lights went down miraculously as she touched the wall and the lights came down. It was a modern miracle, but it reminded me of this time that I had when I was up in Gig Harbor and I took some kids from the high school up there in Washington to the Ape Caves, which are lava tube caves in Mount St. Helens. And they go for like 2 miles under the ground, and you can actually walk all the way down to the end of it. And we would take kids there for the day. We walk all the way deep, deep, deep into the cave. And when we got to the very end where you couldn't walk anymore, we'd have all the kids turn off all their flashlights for 1 minute. No talking, no lights for 1 minute. And in that 1 minute, we would experience pure darkness. Literally, no light at all. And then at the end of that minute, we would turn the light back on. And of course, that one light would just kind of blow your eyes up and provide a huge light in that space. And we talked to the kids about what they experienced during that minute. And they would use words like, we felt vulnerable, or we felt alone, or we felt scared, or we felt lost. And that might be the way that some of you are feeling this morning. It certainly is the way that some of the kids were feeling in today's presentation as they shared very honestly and very, I think, relevantly about their dealing with death and with divorce and with rejection and with transition and with disappointment. All kinds of things that many of us have dealt with in life, and some of us are dealing with them even this morning right now. And because the kids were dealing with those things, they also felt vulnerable and confused and scared and alone. But then the mom turned off the lights, let them sit in that darkness for a minute, and then she lit that candle. And when she lit that candle, she began to teach them that Jesus can give them strength in the midst of those difficulties, to face those difficulties of life. And when she did that, she drew on a very important verse in the Scriptures, a verse that many of you know already. It's from the Gospel of John. And if you can do it quickly, you can grab your Bible and turn to John chapter 8 and look at John chapter 8, verse 12. And in John chapter 8, verse 12, Jesus says one of the most amazing things that he ever says about himself. John chapter 8, verse 12 says this: when Jesus spoke again to the people, this group of religious leaders that he was speaking to, he said this. He said, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. Now, see, for us, it might seem a little bit weird when somebody would say, I am the light of the world. But for Jesus' audience in that day, a Jewish audience who knew well the Scriptures, what the Scriptures said, it would not have been so hard for them to understand what Jesus was talking about. Because in the Old Testament, in their Scriptures, the prophet Isaiah spoke a lot about a servant of the Lord who was going to come and shine a light on the world. In Isaiah 9, that passage that we read every Christmas Eve, it speaks of that light. It says, the people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in a land of deep darkness, on them light has shined. That begins this theme that he has about light coming by the servant of the King, of the servant of the Father. And again, speaking about that servant who comes, and at the end of in Isaiah chapter 49, he says this. He says, it's no small thing, or it's too small a thing for you to be my servant to restore the tribes of Jacob and bring back those of Israel I have kept. He says, I will also make you a light for the Gentiles, that you may bring my salvation to the ends of the earth. So when Jesus is standing in front of that Jewish audience and he says, I am the light of the world, they know exactly, I think, what he is saying. He's saying that he is the servant of the Lord that Isaiah spoke about, the one sent by the Father. He's saying that he is the Messiah. But those words weren't just words for them, or relevant only for them. Those words are words that are relevant for us today, hugely relevant for us. especially as we understand kind of what Jesus is saying there. He starts by simply saying, I am the light of the world. But that I am in the English doesn't quite translate in a way that I wish it would. Because in the original language, it uses two words for really only needing to say one word. It says the second word is a me, and a me on its own means I am. But the author adds ego before that, like Lego, my ego, ego, a me, ego, a me. That means Jesus is literally saying, I am. And by doing that, he's drawing attention to himself in a way that connects with the God who confronted Moses at the burning bush. Because when Moses asked that God what his name was and what he should say his name was to the people, remember what the God said? God said, tell them, I am, I am. And now Jesus says, I am. And he says it several times again in the rest of John chapter 8. In other words, Jesus is making a very clear statement about what he believes about who he is. He is the one sent from the Father, full of grace and truth. He is the eternal Word of God. He is the great I am in the flesh. And that becomes even more clear as he finishes the sentence, because he says, I am the light of the world. You see, Jesus isn't just a light among several lights. Jesus is the light. And not just for one little part of the world, or not just for one particular ethnicity or group of people. No, Jesus is the light for the whole world. There is no other alternative. Jesus is the only light for the whole world. He's the only one that can truly bring light to the darkness or life to the deathly. That's why his life and his death and his resurrection and his ascension and his ultimate return are so important for your life. No one else has lived exactly like God designed us to live, only Jesus. No one else gave his life as a perfect sacrifice to cover our sin, only Jesus. No one else rose from the dead in absolute victory over death and all its consequences forever. Only Jesus. No one else ascended to be at the right hand of God the Father to rule and to reign over all creation. Only Jesus. No one else is going to come again, return from the Father with power and with authority to purify all of creation and bring everything completely under his lordship. Only Jesus. He is the light of the whole world. And that's why when a person chooses to follow him, it changes everything. When a person chooses to follow him, Jesus says that person will never again walk in darkness. When a person submits his or her life to Jesus, or when a person gives up control to Jesus, when a person puts all of their trust in Jesus and who he is and what he's done, no matter who they are or what they've done or where they've come from or what they've believed, that person will never walk in darkness again. But it's important to understand that doesn't mean that person will never go through difficult things. It doesn't mean that he or she won't have to deal, like the kids we're dealing with in this musical, with death or with divorce or with depression. It doesn't mean that he or she won't have to walk through times of disappointment or disease or disillusionment. So what does it mean? We'll look back at the very last of the verse. Jesus says it means that whatever comes, that person will have the light of life. Following Jesus means walking with and having the light of life. That means life that comes from being in right relationship with God. And life that comes from being completely known but loved anyway. And life that comes only from God's grace. In other words, not just existence, not just breathing in and breathing out over and over, but life, real and true and abundant life for anyone. Church, anyone who puts their faith or puts their trust in Jesus. Praise God. At the beginning of April, just last month, I had the privilege of going with my son to be a chaperone at his sixth grade science camp. And it was a great week of learning and connecting and joining the Banana Slug Club. You can ask me later. But one of the powerful things about this camp was what we did on one of the last nights, which was an individual night hike. So what they did is we split up into our groups, and then we spread out into the forest. And then when we were far away from any other group and the night was completely dark, we had no flashlights, we turned everything off, and our leader then told us what we were going to do. And basically, she was going to walk ahead on this little trail. We could kind of see it, but we couldn't really see where it went. It went kind of around the corner, and it was covered with branches. She was going to walk ahead. We didn't know how far, but she said, you know, not too far. And then in about 5 minutes, the other chaperone and I were going to let the kids go one by one, about a minute or two apart. And they were going to walk by themselves in the dark on the trail until they got to the leader. Some of the kids were like super excited about it. And some of the kids were absolutely frozen in fear. But every one of those kids did it. And I got to be the last one to go. And what she didn't tell us is that when she would get to the place where she would be, our leader would light a little tiny candle and hold that candle. And it was perfect because the candle where she was standing was just as we got to kind of the darkest and deepest part of the trail in the forest. You could look up and you could see that candle shining brightly in the distance. And as we talked about that as a group, many of the kids talked about how that was an encouragement. That light in the distance gave them the courage to keep going and not freak out and get to the end. Church, Jesus is the light of the world. And He is the light of life. He says that whoever chooses to follow Him will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. In other words, those kids on that night hike, they experienced the relief and the joy of seeing that candle in the distance that gave them hope and gave them courage as they walked through the darkness. But Jesus is so much more than that. He isn't just a little light at the end of the challenge. For those who choose to follow Him, Jesus is the light that is with you in the midst of the challenge. Hallelujah. And if a little tiny candlelight can light up the darkness of the whole forest, how much more can the light of the world shine? Jesus is the light of the world, the only light of the whole world. Have you chosen to follow Him? And are you walking with Him now? Whoever follows Him will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. Beloved of God, you don't have to walk in darkness anymore. Amen. Amen. May you, whether today is the first step or today is the 100,000th step, may you be following Him in your everyday, all the time life, so that as whatever happens, no matter what's going on, you know that as you follow the light, that you will have the light of true and abundant life with you, in you, working through you for His glory. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, we thank You so much for the strong message that came from the kids today. It's a strong message because this is stuff that people in this congregation are dealing with right now. Death, divorce, disappointment, discouragement, rejection. These are issues, Lord, when it makes it seem like the dark side is taking over. But God, remind us that you are the light of the world. And you are the light of true abundant life. And that when we simply choose to follow you, when we put our trust in you, Lord, you give us that light of life. You transform us through faith in Christ by your Spirit to be given new life, life in relationship with you, life with courage to go forward because we know that you love us and that you have our best in mind and that this is the Father's world. And so, God, help us today, no matter if we've been at this for a long time or we're hearing this good news for the very first time today, help us to choose to follow you no matter what. We ask for it in Jesus' name. And everyone who agreed said, amen. Amen. Would you stand for the benediction this morning? And I hope that as you see one of the kids who participated or one of these great leaders, you will remind them of how, your gratitude for them this morning. We have heard the message. We've seen it lived out in front of us here on this platform. Now we are called to go out and live with the light of life shining in and through us. So I invite you to receive this blessing from the Lord. Church, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his perfect peace today and every day. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. And all of God's people said, amen. God bless you.